You know, people don't understand this, but, you know, it's in the scripture, and it says that if you don't know my rules, then I will beat you with few stripes. But he said, if you know my rules and disobey them anyway, I will beat you with many stripes. Now, that's scary, isn't it? So, who you going to get beat one way or the other? Is that what he said? So, you ain't going to get off, are you? So, see, a lot of people go through life not understanding why all the things happen to them. They just don't understand. Why do they not understand? Because they never spend any time reading this book. This is the rule book, owner's book for life. Well, when you begin to study it and read it, he says to your children, obey your parents in all things. Jordan? Ooh, you're a child, aren't you? And you still got a daddy at home, and you have to obey him, don't you? Yes, he does. He knows that. He was raised up in a family that taught him that. Amen. Obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Now, if a child obeys their parents, what is this well-pleasing? I mean, does it make the Lord happy?
Yes, sir.
So you think if we, as his grown children, if we obey him and do what he says, is he happy with us?
Yes,
absolutely. It works exactly the same. It says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Now, don't provoke your children to anger, you know, because they will be discouraged. It's going to take some loving, kind work as you raise up these children. Now, let's continue on down to the next couple of verses. Then he says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Who is a servant? Do you work for somebody for a living? You're a servant. If you work for another man or another woman or another company or whatever, you are to obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. In other words, if your boss tells you to do something, what are you to do? You're to do what he says. What if you don't like what he tells you to do? What if he goes out there and says, you know, we got a bunch of loose bricks right here on this side today, and I want you to throw them over that 4-foot-high fence on the other side. Okay, so you go out there and throw them over. You get them all thrown over, and they paid you. You know, you work 4 hours doing that. Then he goes out and says, I've decided I want them back over here. You go back over and throw them back on this side. What are you to do? Go over there and throw them back across. If that's what you're doing, he's paying. It makes no difference where the brick are going. Amen. He's paying you.
Amen.
You know? So if he's paying you, you do it like the man says. In fact, there was a man, I was an engineer by trade for years, and I built buildings and designed equipment, done all kinds of stuff. There was a young man that came out to the minister center, and he had a drug problem and everything. We was trying to get him set free and everything. And so while he was there, I had some little chores that I wanted him to do. And he said, within the next first week or two, he told Dave one day, he said, you know, I found out some things about Thurman. He said, if you want to make Thurman happy, if he comes out and tells you he wants it done this way, you do it the way he said. And he said, if you do, he'll praise you. He'll be easy to get along with. You won't have a single problem with Thurman. But he said, if he tells you to do it some way and you do it your way, you're going to have a problem with him. Isn't that amazing? Now, see, I'm a little bit like God there. If God tells me as a husband to love my wife and I don't, me and God's going to have a problem, aren't we? I'm going to have a problem with the king. And you know who's going to win when the problem between me and the king? He is. You ain't joking. I don't have a chance, do I? Tom, I'm not much of a battle. I mean, not much of a whatever you want to call against God, am I? I mean, he can do all he got to say is, okay, son, if that's the way you want to do things, is snap his fingers and it's over, right? I mean, after all, he's the boss. And if you think you get bigger than God, I don't want to be close to you. You know, anytime you think you're bigger than God, I want to be way away from you because when that lightning strikes, I don't want to be close. You know, now God's merciful. And he's very, and Cheryl and I was talking about that on the way to work or way to church today. We're thinking how grateful that we are that God is so merciful because we know here's two of his children that neither one of us would be here if he wasn't merciful. You know that, John? You know that too, don't you? Yeah. Aren't we grateful that he is so merciful because he told us what to do and every one of us have broken these rules at one time or another, haven't we? Yes, we have. Now then, Let's go on to the next couple of verses. Oh, verse 23, before we leave there, Jordan. And whatsoever you do, what does that include? Whatever you do, how are you supposed to do it? Heartily. What does it mean to do something heartily? Do it good with all of your heart. It don't mean you go to work for somebody, and that's just like when I went to work for Dallas Air Motive years ago, as a young man, I went to work in this place, and after I only worked there just a few weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, the foreman came up to me and he said, "Son, slow down." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The guy sitting here next to you has been working 7 years and you're building more turbochargers than he is." He said, "You're making him look bad." I said, "Well, I'm not in a hurry. I'm just working." I said, "This is just the speed I work." I said, "I'm not working fast." I said, "If I was working fast, I could build another one of these in a day." And I said, "In fact, I'm going to show you." And so the next day, I built about 3 of them things in one day. He said, "Nobody in this plant can do this. And I've only been here 2 or 3 weeks. I said, "But this ain't this a piece of cake." But see, I didn't even know why I was doing it so heartily. Because I was a born-again child of God. I'd become a Christian when I was 11. So my mother and my daddy had always taught me, "Whatever you do, son, work at it diligently." I mean, when we went out, Mama sent me out to hoe the garden. Man, I didn't go out there and lean on that hoe and hit a weed here and there and wait to see if Mama's going to come looking. Mama said, "Son, go out and hoe the garden." Man, I took the hoe out there and I'm working. I'm hoeing them weeds down and I'm knocking them down. Because I want to get through and go play. But whatever I do as a Christian, I'm to do it heartily. As unto the Lord and not unto man. Because who is going to give me my final reward? The Lord. The next verse. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Who's going to give you your reward? The Lord is. Now then, you work diligently and hard, heartily, at whatever you do on this earth. And so maybe you never prosper and have a great big job that provides a lot of money where you can live in a great big house and drive a $100,000 car and all that stuff. Maybe you drive a little $5,000 car and maybe you live in a little, you know, who knows, one bedroom room or house or whatever. Whatever. But if you do everything you do diligently as unto God, I can tell you when you get home one day, your mansion will be out of this world. Out of this world. See? Because he's going to want to be that. But he that doeth wrong, one more verse here. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. You can't say now that because Cheryl is a girl and she's a daughter, God loves me more than he does you. No. He don't love me no more. He don't love her no more. He holds both of us accountable the same. And if we do things diligently as unto him, he will give us a blessed reward. But if we don't, if you don't do this, he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. You go out as a child of God and do something wrong, you're going to receive judgment for it. God's going to judge you. We don't want that, do we? I don't want the king judging me. Now let's go to 1 Peter 3, verse 1. 1 Peter 3, 1. Likewise, that's that word wives again. I mean, you girls, I don't like this if I was a woman, do you? No, you better like it, because this is what God has told you. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, any of your husbands obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife. You know what that means? That quiet, gentle spirit. You're a daughter of the king. Don't go in to your husband. He's a lost guy. You don't come in and say, "You slob, go to church with me this Sunday." You ain't never going to get him to go to church with you like that. You ain't going to get him to go to church if you walk in and say, "I'd love for you to go to church with me today. Would you go to church with me? Please, will you go to church with me?" No. That ain't going to get him there either. You just get ready on Sunday morning and go to church. He said, where are you going? He said, well, I plan to go to church today, honey. I want you to go out to dinner with me. You don't want me to go to church? When do you want me to go? Can I go to church first and then come back? No. I want you to go out to dinner with me right now. Okay. I'm dressed. Let's go. I'm ready. That's submission to your husband. You know that? No argument. Kind, gentle, sweet woman. And you go. Well, the next Sunday, you know, you come in. Wives, be in subjection, submission to your own husband. You get up. You're going to go to church again. And he says, where are you going? Well, honey, I plan to go to church. I'm a Christian. I know Jesus. And I'm going to go to church. I'd love for you to go with me if you'd like. No, I don't want to go. I want you to go out to dinner with me again today. Okay. What time? After church? No, I want you to go right now. Okay. I'm dressed. Let's go. Somebody says, I can't do that. Well, according to that scripture, you can. If you do obey what God says, you can. So you, that quiet, gentle, loving spirit obeying your husband, one day he comes and says, what are you doing this morning? Well, I'm going to church, honey. I'm all dressed up. He says, you know, maybe I'll just go with you today. Amen. Well, I'd love for it too, but you know, if you don't want to, that's okay. Don't jump over and say, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. You just blew it. Well, in second thought, I ain't going. Don't make him think you're having anything to do with it. Let him make the decisions. Hey, that's the way men are made. You got to fool them. I'm letting out some of my secrets, girls. You gotta love him. Is that what the scripture is saying? In your quiet, gentle spirit. And he says, yeah, I think I will go to church with you. Okay, I'd love for you to if you want to, but if you don't, that's okay too. But yeah, I'm going with you today. Are you sure you want to go? Yeah, I want to go. Okay. And don't say a thing to him all about the service. Let him listen. Let God work on him. And everything when he gets home, he might say, well, I don't know whether I want to go down there or not. I didn't like much what that preacher said today. And don't jump in there and say, well, you need to hear what he said.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.